Rashi Ches Amud Aleph, Dear Maskel B'Hashto, fifth to last narrow line. Pasha the Marta Beis Hillel Isla Hu Shvisas Kelim. So you're explaining Beis Hillel that your Rebbe was suggesting that the Brisa is Beis Hillel and Shvisas Kelim. The Chacham Haimas Nisa Beis Hillel. This Brisa has to be Beis Hillel. Midashori B'Hanoch. He permitted the other ones, the case of the Gufris and the case of the Mugmar. So apparently he's mad to those. Mugatani the Rechaim Osir Mishum Shrisas Kalim. At the same time he says that Rechaim is Osir. So Mugmar some more says, so what's, how do you understand why Gufris and Mugmar, my time, Mugmar and Gufris, my time, my short? The same question you would have in the Mishnah, all the cases of the Mishnah, which Beis Hillel was matter. If Beis Hillel held a Shvisas Kelim, why was it matter that the Tanur, but the Unin, and why was it the Tzemer and the Yeru? Hare Mugmar Munach Ba'ard Sikos, Mugmar's place in these containers. If it's a Kli, or is it Malach, the Kli is doing something. Like a obit shum akli shum maisel, elamunach al oritz behin b'toychel. It's not doing anything. That's a more teretz. That's not called doing anything. It's just sitting there, and they're in it. Rechaim of the maisel. Rechaim is actually doing an action. So then, if that's the argument, so in the, you're going to have a question that the tzemer liyara and unan into the. A pit, the unan into the tanner, it's just sitting there and it's not doing anything. Yeshama Kiman, the Munachim, the Gavoa, Haino the Messi to Leib. Yeshama argues that no, at least at this step of the Gemara, we're understanding between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they both are arguing because of Shisus Kalim. And Beis Hillel agrees that Shisus Kalim differentiates between active and passive. And Beis Shammai does not differentiate between active and passive. The Gemara says, but according to Beis Hillel, Mitzudos to call of the Maisa Shapach Nikshur, the Pach is the trap, is released. But Typhus Oifen grabs the bird. That's a type of different types of traps. V'chein Yochush is a different place. Shapostim Lachayus. That's the type of trap you use for animals. The Loichton Reglayim, catching their foot. When the animal touches it, kofetz, it jumps, and it grabs onto him, and he's caught. So it does an action. So our answer is, Balechi v'kukri. Balechi is kika, is a hook. Shekaran ima, shadog barloi, the dog swallows it, and it gets caught in him. The keli stays put. So it wasn't a hook like on the end of a line, it was like more like a stick which stuck out of, let's say, the ground or whatever it is, it would bite into it and then get stuck there. So the keli doesn't move. So the keli is considered passive. Kukri, shosim salim, they make baskets. Pia echad rachab, one's end is very wide. Pia echad sheni kutsumar, one end is very narrow. A dog nitzas sham, this fish swims through it. Mochi roshab afiha kutsar, it gets its head through the second half. The other end, which is very narrow. Lot says that the body can't come out that end. When it tries to pull its head back, so then if it tries to pull back, so the ends of that opening, which are sharp, get caught in his gills, and it can't pull back. So the keli is not moving, it's not doing anything. It's the fish which is pulling itself, pushing itself against the keli. Okay. Now we're back on the Gemara. Bahasha, the Marta, we did that already? Okay, so finish Rashi. Okay, Bahasha, the Marta, Beshamahi. So now, till now, we've been saying that both agreed to Shusas Kelim, and they're arguing passive versus active. Beis Shammai includes passive is also called it's doing something. The Gemara says the truth is Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Shisus Kelim ever, and Beis Shammai always holds of it. And even passive is considered Shisus Kelim. Would seem to argue at this point in time, and the Gemara means without Rashi's idea before, that's considered doing a Maisa. Whereas before, Rashi's point was being in the Kli is called the Kli is doing something. The Gemara says you don't need that. Beis Shammai hold it. You can't have the Kli sit there while the mice is taking place in it either. The case of Rechaim, which is also Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai l'shamal hu ben hechad do'obi kli maisa ben hechad l'yobi. There's no difference between the din of maisa or not. The shis is kela. So asli be'unin, the masnisin, because the Beis Shammai says the case of Unan, which is just sitting there doing nothing, is still asr. Given the Beis Shammai, so we have to understand. So why is the case of the Mugmer and the Gofer is my time is shoru? So what's the difference in the case of Unan sitting in a Kli and the case of Mugmer sitting in a Kli? Why is Mugmer Mutter and Unan Nasr according to Beis Shammai? So more answers going the Manchi Mugmer and Gofer is Barabala B'Kli. They're sitting on the ground. Or says, okay, so then Gigas, Shashaykhar B'Saykhoi, over there, B'Yashal Shaykhar B'Aris, you can't just have it sitting on the ground. Sardim Nisharan Kola Shabbos, they would soak Yosem Eches Yomim, the process of making it took more than 8 days. You couldn't say, well, we'll start it on Sunday and finish on Friday. The process takes 8 days, so you're guaranteed you're going to be over a Shabbos. Shabbos, so the more is assuming clearly there was a case of Gigas which was soaking through Shabbos. And you have the lamp which is burning oil. The pot on the stove. It's going to be doing some cooking on Shabbos. The spit which is in the oven. You're allowed to put the Korban Pesach into the oven to roast. Beis Shammai doesn't argue in that case. Some more answers, but in Machir Lahu, the Kalin, the case was that the according to Beis Shammai, you're going to have to understand that he was Machir then. Right, there's almost a shvis on the food. This is a shvis on the camp. Okay, we're holding the Gemara, the second line, third line. I'm sorry, Mantana, and the Chesam of Beis, third line. Mantana lohod etonar button. Who's the Tana of the following price? A samala isha kedera. A woman cannot fill up the pot to cook and go cooking at the Shabbos. Asasiyos. Vitarmusin, Rashi says the different types of kidneys, and they require a significant amount of cooking. Vitiniach l'sechatana, you can't pull them up and put them into the oven. Erev Shabbos im chashecha, Erev Shabbos im chashecha. You can't have it cooking into Shabbos. Vim nostal, if you did do that, the loch is also to eat on Shabbos. The also to eat on the Motzi Shabbos is sur and mitesha yayosu. Ki yetze boy. No, ki kesha yayosu. So Motzi Shabbos, it's also that you should know that you should not be behenna from the avera that he did of having cook on Shabbos. So you have to wait till Motzi Shabbos, the amount of time it would take to cook it. So it takes 5 hours to cook. So if he eats it 3 hours after Shabbos, he benefited from that which he cooked on Shabbos, because had he put it up to cook Motzi Shabbos, he would have had to wait 5 hours. So he has to wait 5 hours on Motzi Shabbos in order that he should be able to make something similar. Similarly, the baker cannot fill up a large container with water. Put it into the oven. It's hot water. Erev Shabbos, Yom Kishayach Erev Shabbos. It's heating up on Shabbos. If it's heated already, we're not saying that it's Asur because you're not doing anything on Shabbos that's sitting there. But putting it there from before Shabbos to heat up is a problem. He also came, if he did it, the Matzor Shabbos, the Surah Matzor Shabbos, it's also Matzor Shabbos, not the time it takes to produce that, to heat it up. So that's the Braisa. So let's say, Lema Beishamahi, Belay Beisil, Karda Braisa is Beishamahi, but there's a problem with Shisa's Kevin. Or says, no. I feel the same. I can tell you it's Beisilu. Beisilu would also agree that the case is Osir, and this case is Osir, not the Rice, it's also the Rabbanon, because Gezerah Shem Yichata B'Kechola. It's also the Rabbanon, because we're concerned that maybe the person will stir up the Kalim in order to cause the thing to cook. The coals. Right. So that, stirring up the coals is an act of Mavir. If the coals start to cool off, and they're not producing that heat, and you stir them up, so that's an act of maver. It's like making a fire. Some word says, well, ihachi according to Beisilu, mugar regavris nami ligzer. According to the way Rabba learns the Braisa, that the Braisa is Beisilu. And Rechaim is also because of the Shmos Kol, but Beisilu is saying Mugman Regafris and Mutter. Why aren't you guys there? Shem Yichata B'Kachol. If you learn the Brises Beishamai, the only issue was this concern of Shusas Kalim in the case of Mugman Regafris was sitting on the ground. I think the more is then the Kash is a little not as direct. You're saying if we say in Beisilu is a concept of Shem Yichata B'Kecholam, Chor Beisham should also be concerned about that. So Mora says, Hasam Loi Machm Dilahu, the people will not stir up the coals by Mugar and Gophris, because the Machsi, Solik Behu Kutra, Mekosha Lahu. If you do stir up the coals, it'll cause smoke to come up, and that smoke is not good for you might have a nice delicate smell in the Kaili. And your clothing from this incense, if you stir it up, you can produce smoke from the coals, and that's going to put a bad smell into the clothing. Or soot on the, just plain soot on the silver vessel. So not going to do that. Where's it okay? Let's go into the Mishnah. Mishnah Beisilu says, Unishal Pishtin Ar Mutter. Unishal Pishtin Nami Ligzer. Why aren't you guys there? Shemming Yechata V'Kechola. More answers. Hasam Kiman D'Kosha L'Hu Zika L'Megal Olay. During the process of heating up the Unin, the wind coming in, the air coming in, is not benefit. It's bad for it. So the person not going to open up the oven to stir the coals because it lets in the air, which is not good for it. Similar yara elixir, but the case of we have the wool sitting in the pot absorbing the color, why aren't you concerned? Shema yichata b'gecholim. Shema shmul b'yara akura. The case was that the yara was no longer on the coals. Enechanami. Having the pot on the coals, there's a problem of Shema Gechata B'Kecholim, and it would be also the Mirabona. But the case was that it wasn't on the coals anymore. It was been removed, but it was still hot. So Karna Beishamai, so the case was Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, they took it off. Very large cauldron, you know, hold on to its heat for hours and hours and hours. And meanwhile, the Sabeishami says, you have a problem, it's doing the act of Tzveya. So it's Shvisas Kalim. Beisilu doesn't have that problem because it started before Shabbos. Shemin Gechat, it's not on the coals anymore. But the Mursa B'necha Shemin Megis, but why aren't we concerned that maybe he will stir the pot Rashi says that you stir the pot by bishul, it'll be considered bishul. Tosfos says over here the problem is it'll be considered tzaveya. He's helping the dye to absorb into the wool. I'm not sure if Rashi disagrees with Tosfos over here, but Rashi says in a case it's habi bishul. It doesn't sound like that's the kash. I don't know. Rashi knows the kash is over there. So this is seems to be if you learn that it's case of bishul. So in certain foods, they don't cook without stirring, or alternatively, we're going with that idea, which the Ritva says and brings a right from a Gemara in Shavuos. Ritva says in Shavuos that kira bishul is considered bishul.
So by stirring it, you're hastening the bishul process.
So it should be that's the derisa. So you should be geyser that he might come to stir it. Some more answers. You're right. It's a good question. The answer is ba'akura. It was a case where the pot was no longer on the fire. Bitucha, and the pot was sealed. So Rashi says that the person will forget that it's Shabbos. And open it up. By the time he opens it up, we're going. The chances are, by then, he would remember that it's Shabbos. Okay. So there's no problem. So there's two potential problems over here of stirring the coals, which the answer is it's not in the fire, and that you might stir the pot. The answer is the pot was sealed. So had not then up and so there'd be an Isidra Bonan of some more like this. Vahashadomer Mar Gzera Shem Yechate B'Kecholim. Now that we've introduced that Basil agrees to the Gzera Shem Yechate B'Kecholim, so let's apply this to cooking. So Haikidrich Yosa, the more is going to contrast three potential cases. First case is the Mora is saying kidruch yosa, a totally raw pot, meaning a totally raw food in the pot. Yishor lanuche erev Shabbos im cheshecha, your bitzanur. You're allowed to put it erev Shabbos right before the cheshecha into the tan. My time up. Kimi lechosi leurta. We're talking about something like meat, which will not cook in time for the evening meal. It takes a few hours to cook. So therefore, asuche masach day temine v'lo yosad l'chutuye g'cholim. So he obviously doesn't want it for the night meal because it's not going to be ready for the night meal. For the day meal, it's going to be ready without doing any extra effort. It's going to cook overnight without any stirring up of the coals, which is going to speed up the process. It doesn't need to speed up the process. It's sitting the whole night. So there's no gzeir over there of Shema Yichata. Okay, that's a case of if the pot is totally raw. Rashi asks, so the case of asosis and termusim, which they need a large amount of bishul, so why don't they go into the heter of kidruch yosa? The Mora says the reason why it was also according to bishul is because shem yichata b'kecholim, but you tell me something which takes a long, long time to cook, so that should be the heter of kidruch yosa. Rashi says that kidruch yosa, you're not even guaranteed that it'll finish off by itself over, through the night into the day by itself. So the others, there is a gezer shem yichat to bechachol. I think they need a lot of cooking. Correct. So therefore, there the chashash of shem yichat still exists. But your average food that's going to sit 12 hours, overnight is going to cook by itself. So there's no gezer in that case. Okay, now, Similarly, boshel, if it's cooked, is also sharper dummy. So there's no reason why he would be mechatzim l'gecholim. It's cooked already. Rashi learns it was boshel called sarachai. So you're allowed to let that go into Shabbos. But however, boshel, beloy boshel, if it's cooked, but it's not fully cooked, is also. That's going to be the case, which is also, because there's going to be a problem with Shem Yichatzim Kecholim. He might want to try and speed up the process to have it ready for the night meal. So there's the Gzer Shem Yichatzim Kecholim would exist. Tosis defines Rashi says the case of Boshel, which is permitted, it was Mavushel called Tzarechai, which means that if it wasn't Mavushel called Tzarechai, that's the case of Boshel or Boshel, which the more says is also. So Rashi is basically saying if you have a pot which is not fully cooked and you put it up right when it comes to Shabbos, it's not fully cooked, you cannot leave it there on the fire because of B'chashash Hashem Yichachat B'chacholim. That's a sugya later on, beginning of the third parak, which we could refer to that as shehiya, leaving a pot on the fire, and that's machloikus. Held up the Mishnah over there. If shehiya is mutter in an oven, which is ena grufa ena katsuma, ena grufa means you haven't removed the coals or done anything to act as a reminder not to stir the coals. Grufa is you shovel out all of the coals, and katsuma is you cover the coals with a layer of ash, thereby lessening the heat a little bit and indicating you're not planning to stir up the coals. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether that case is there's an issur of shehiya with an ena grufa v'ena ketuma. Tosis shita, Tosis and the Rosh paskin that shehiya is mutter on an ena grufa v'ena ketuma, according to the psak of Tosis, which is the psak of the Ramah. For example, if a person wants to leave a pot of soup up Friday night to use for the meal, he has no intention of returning it back after he takes it off, he can leave it on an open burner. He doesn't need a blech, because he's just doing shehiya. If he wants to return it to do chazorah, then he needs to have, that has to be grufa ketumah. It has to be either the coals have been removed or they've been covered to do the act of taking off and putting it back on. But just to leave it there is not a problem. So Tosfos says, but the argument is saying, this is chashashem yichat v'cholim, only in the case of boshel. And boshel of boshel is aser. So Tosfos says, the case over here wasn't cooked to mechel ben drusoy. And that halacha, you're allowed to leave it on the fire, is only because it's cooked to the point, really it's basically usable. Even though it's not how you would like it, but the chashash of shemini yichat v'gecholim doesn't apply because, you know, basically, you know what, it's usable. If the guy says, mamash, not edible, you know, he left, it's still not even cooked to mechel ben drusoy, which is the minimal cooking. So then already there's a chashash of shemini yichat v'gecholim. So Tosfos understands the case of boshel means it's cooked to mechel ben drusoy. And boshel means it started cooking, it's not totally raw. If it's totally raw, he says, that's for tomorrow. It started cooking. But it's not cooked to the point of Machal Ben Drusoy, then it's also because of Shemini Chatu Kecholim. Rashi, however, learns that Gemara Boshel, the case is Mavushel Kol Tzorechot. So he's learning the case of Boshel B'loi Boshel means it's not Mavushel Kol Tzorechot, which means even though it's cooked to Machal Ben Drusoy. So Rashi seems to be learning this Gemara, like the other sheet over there in the beginning of the third parak, that even for Shehiyah, you need Gruf and Ketuma. Okay, so that's one set of Eterim. One set of, you know, call it. If it's totally raw, it's mutter. If it's totally cooked, it's mutter, say Rashi. If it's partially cooked and partially raw, so that's the case which is awesome. Vishore begarma chaya is sharper dummy. So if you have this pot, and it's right before Shabbos, and it's partially cooked, and you throw in a piece of raw meat, totally raw meat right before Shabbos, so then it's going to make it mutter again, because obviously he's indicating by the fact he's doing that he's not planning to use the pot for the night meal. Because had he planned, so you can't have a piece of raw meat in your pot, it's not going to cook in time for the meal. So that's an eitzah. The more is telling you that if a person wants to leave it for the next day, but it's partially cooked, so the eitzah is just throw in one more piece of meat. throw in something which, you know, not a potato which will cook, you know, in an hour, but a piece of meat which takes, you know, a few hours to cook. So he's thereby indicating he's planning it for the day. Milon smut. Okay. That's one set of klolim. And the more is not going to differentiate between the different types of meats. Okay. Let's see Rashi though. We'll end up writing up too much. Let's see Rashi. Asosis with Tamusin. Mini kitnias. It's about the 5 lines down, narrow lines. Different types of kidney yos, but chicken bishul yos, they need a large amount of cooking. We'll meet Temusin again in the seventh parak. Temusin needs a large amount of bishul. Kadesh yosu, kadesh lo yehenam imalech Shabbos. He has to wait till Moshe Shabbos, amount of time it takes to make such a thing, or that he should not benefit from the malach he did on Shabbos. Tosfos argues in Rashi. Tosfos understands that dinim b'chlisha also is because this way there's no incentive, there's an incentive to do it on Shabbos. In other words, he'll leave this thing up from a short, for if Chachamim said it's also to leave it cooking into Shabbos. And with the Shabbos, you can use it right away. Let's say they would say that. She says, you know, Vera is a Vera, but the mice, Moshe Shabbos, he has food. He says, no, Moshe Shabbos, you're going to wait till it takes the time to cook it anyway. So, well, it's not worth it. What do I gain anyway? It's not worth it. So I might as well not do that. So it's interesting. We're not cautious that he's going to eat it b'Yisr Matzu Shabbos. We're cautious that he's going to rationalize it's okay to leave it there from Erev Shabbos. Once he hears that he can't use it to Matzu Shabbos anyway till it takes the time it takes to cook, the 10 hours that it takes to cook, whatever it is, or 15 hours it takes to cook. He says, well, what am I gaining? I might as well wait till Matzu Shabbos and put it on Matzu Shabbos. And Rashi is learning that there's a concept you can't benefit from Melech Shabbos. It's a different concept. You can't have a kacholim. The Mar Bishul, he's afraid that he's going to stir up the coals. His intent being to speed up the cooking process. So whether that's an Isser or not, but there's the Chitur itself is an Aveira because of the fire. The Mar says, by the case of the Gofris and the Mulmer, Shalach Bukutra, Shalach Eitzim, the smoke of the Eitzim will go up, and Mashkar, Begodim will put a soot in the clothing, but Oshon, Eitzim is Kosher Lehem, Lehem Begofris. And the smoke is bad. So it puts out some soot, the smoke, the whole thing is not good. Same thing by the case of the Gofris also. Lamigali, Samura asks Akasha by the case of Unan Shalpishtan. Samura answers, Lemegala, they won't open it up. What they used to do was, Meshateach Piyataner, they would cover over the opening of the Taner with something, and they would seal it there. So there's no concern of Shem Yechata because he has the seal there reminding him not to do anything. Because it's not, the Zika is not good for it. The more asks the case of Semer Yura, Lisa Shem Yechatav Gachol. And the more asks, Akura Me'al Ori, we took it off the pot of the Yura, has been taken, which has the wool in it, has been removed. Maybe Shabbat Megis, Mehapak Bohi will stir it. But Mavushal, Havi Bishal, but in the cases of Bishal, that's a Malach of Bishal by stirring it. This is the raya that bishul applies even when it's off the fire. You can stir it up and add to the bishul even when it's not on the fire anymore, and it is in the Gaya. So my answer was tucha mechusa bekisa shalom. It was covered over with a covering, but tucha betit, and then it was sealed with tit, sovim around. Tukuli highlight torah umidker. To be tereach and not remember, that much is not going to happen. But he'll be tereach that much already. He'll remember that it's Shabbos. Leaving the pot going into Shabbos, we are concerned with chitia, with the potential of stirring up the coals. So then, if that's the only problem that you have to deal with, so Shabradami, if you have a raw pot which is going to Shabbos raw, it's permitted. You're allowed to leave it there from Shabbos coming into the tanner. And it'll cook through the night. Why is it mutter? He has no intention to eat it by night because it won't be cooked by the night meal. And that's why they point out, let's say something which was cooked, you know, you're putting up some mixed vegetables or whatever, which will cook in half an hour. That's not what we're talking about, because there is a concern. You could get it, you know, use it for the night meal. But meat, it's not going to be finished for the night meal. So Ancha Hasim will leave it there. He maybe he'll stir it for tomorrow. He won't stir up the coals to have it ready for the day meal. Shoyesh lo shows godel. It's a lot of time till the day meal. But the domi la sauces with tamusim. Bear says with tamusim, which he said around. Shekhal lila, vayoim, dial in. You're not for sure that the night and the day would be enough to cook them. So there the chashash shabbi yachata exists. Also, shabbadomi, muvashel, it's called tzarcho. Shabbadomi, if it's fully cooked, it's permitted. Lanicha, the leboy, chituy. So that if it's fully cooked, you don't need to stir it up. If it's muvashel, bishel, leboshel, that's the problem. If it's shudder, germachiyah, the lab died to the mechalor, if you put in a raw piece of meat, so indicating that you're not planning to use it for the night meal, so that's going to be what? Okay. Right. No. In case where it was usher to do it, we're going to create an isser Motzei Shabbos to prevent the person from some which Chazama said is also to do, so they don't want you to benefit from that on Motzei Shabbos. If they said it's mutter, they said it's mutter. There's no issue of having something cooked on Shabbos beds. We don't hold the shoes as Caleb. So I'm fine with my pot sitting there cooking on Shabbos. But in the case of a sausage with a Muslim, which we had the concern, because someone said there's a concern of Shami Yechata, so they said this is also to do. So that's the case. So they told you can't do it, so then they said it's also Moshe Shabbos, because then you're benefiting from something you shouldn't have done. If you don't help it, it might not cook. Right. Well, I don't think they have the difference between the two meals. I think the concern over there was it's some type of elisha process that absorbs the liquid. I think that's the concern over there in the case of the gigas. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Gemara says, "Hashdam Amar." That's based on the idea we talked about. The gezera of Shem Yechata has limitations. But Hashdam Amar komida the kosher lezikah lo megalilei. If you have something in the oven, roasting, and things which the Zika, the wind, the fact that you're not going to open it up, so again, there's no chashash, you might stir because you're not going to open it up. So then that creates a series of heterim also. So I bistro the gadya, b'shorik is shepherdami. If you have meat of gadya, which is a young sheep, so the Zika affects it. So till it's ready to cook, it's fully done, you're not going to open it up because you don't want the air coming in will affect the flavor in a negative way. And if it's, so the first shot in the Mor, the Mor says it's a case where it's bitter the gadja and it's shorik, which means, and also the case was that it had been smoothed around, the cover had been set in with some type of a seal. So then there's no problem leaving it there because you're not going to do anything. You're not going to open up. The barcha b'lo sharik is also. If it's already an older a ram, the meat of a ram, the Zika doesn't affect it, and it's not sealed, so then there is a chashash amichat v'cholim, so it's also. The gadya b'loy sharik, the barcha b'sharik, if it has two points to its benefit, so it's mutter. Two detrimental points, it's older meat, so you're not worried about the wind coming in, and it's not sealed, so it's awesome. That's it, only has one. Either it's young meat, but it wasn't sealed, or it's older meat, but it was sealed. So Rav Ashi Shari, Yirmi Medifti is awesome. So Rav Ashi says it's mutter. For the Markash Rav Ashi, the Shari, we have a Mishnah in about Tanan, in Tzolan Basar, Basar Lebeya, Al Kadeshi and Tzolan Mevel Yarm, we have a Mishnah around the end of the parak, which says you can't roast meat, etc., unless it's going to be finished roasting before sunset. So the more answers that the barcha below shorik, that have to be a case of it was the meat of a barcha, so there's a he will open the oven, and it was not sealed, and that's when it's awesome. Ikadami, that's version number one. Version number two, the gadja, because the zika is bad for it, bain shark, bain lo shark is sharper dummy. Always mutter. The barcha nami b'sharik is also sharper dummy. Shorik is, so gadja permits it. That has the advantage of gadja, so it's mutter. The zika is bad for it. If it's sealed, also it's mutter. Even though it's barcha. Sharper dummy. Keep pligi, but the barcha will shorik, so it only. The case of barcha, and it's not shorik, so it has nothing to its benefit. So Rabbi Yirmi says it's osur. Rav Ashi shorik, Rabbi Yirmi medifti is osur. So Rav Ashi says it's mutter, and Rabbi Yirmi says osur. Morris says, 1 second. Rav Ashi the shorik, but tanan ain't selling basa basalbeya, lakeshi tamavadyar. So where's the case which is osur? The Mishnah says it's osur. All cases are mutter. Our answer is hosam bebisra gumri. The meat is directly on the coals. It's not in the air. So Rashi learns that therefore it was not in the oven at all. It was out just on an open pit. So there's no reminder at all. And the case of the oven, which is mutter according to Rashi, was even though it wasn't sealed, there was a cover on the oven. So there was a step that he would have to do before he gets to it. And we're relying on the fact that by the time he gets doing that step, so he'll remember that it's Shabbos and not continue to and not do anything. Amravina Haikara Chaya Shapra Dami Kima the Kosha Lizika Kibisu the Gadja Dami. You have this raw they would roast these gourds, so they have the property like Bishop the Gadja, which is that the Zika is bad for it, and therefore that'll function. It'll function along the same lines as Bishop the Gadja. Okay, we'll hold it here.